the torture droid, a dark orb adorned with syringes, claws, and electrical prods, quickly floated to her side and extended an innervation needle. Sorok shuddered, but turned away and presented her left hand to the droid. Knowing from previous procedures that the electro-injection would not be allowed to delay the game, Han let his gaze slide past Gev to the other Ohali Sorok, who seemed to be some sort of half-wit replica that the Krefs were experimenting with.
How about you, Ditto?
Ditto's bulbous red eyes brightened with irritation.
My name is not Ditto, she said. I am Ohali too.
If you say so.
Han glanced at the first Ohali Sorok, who had tipped her head back and was staring at the ceiling as the torture droid used its tools to duplicate the pain of having a fingernail extracted. Then Han rolled his eyes and turned back to Ditto.
You in?
Ditto flashed a smile that would have been a sneer on a human. On a Duros, it just looked out of place.
What do you think, Captain?
Of course you are, he said. Why do I even ask?
Ditto was one of those players who didn't seem to understand that Sabacc was about more than taking risks. She played too many hands and lost most of them, then trumpeted even minor wins as if she'd won the Core Worlds Open. Han let his gaze slide past Kratheus Kref, who had already folded, to the next player, a heavy-jawed, dark-haired Mandalorian named Bardoon. Dressed in one of the padded bodysuits normally worn under Beskar Gam armor, Bardoon certainly looked ugly enough to be Mandalorian, but he wasn't, at least not any longer. There was something off about him, a fiendish malevolence that seemed entirely too twisted to be human. That, and he was a Force user. At the moment, Bardoon was using the Force to hold his chip cards up where he could see them. He continued to study the cards for a moment, probably for no reason except to make the other players wait. Then finally, he lowered the cards to the table and caught Han's eye.
Jonas Rom Rises,
Bardoon said, calling himself by the brand name stenciled across the chest of his bodysuit.
Jonas Rom Rises to a burned eye.
Han had to force himself not to look away or draw his throbbing hands back toward his lap. And even then, the sweat began to roll down his brow more freely. Bardoon liked to intimidate and frighten his fellow players by raising the stakes to some new kind of torture that no one had experienced. Unfortunately, the strategy was proving successful. It had been Bardoon who had forced Han to suffer the pain of a crushed thumb on a clever reverse bluff. Then, twice afterward, Han had folded a great score, only to discover that Bardoon's bet had been nothing but bluster. But with an absolute zero in his hand, Han had no choice. When the bet came to him, he would need to fold again. Marvid Kref, seated between Han and Bardoon, said,
I raise.